Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up a bit with legal drama. It's all about the Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA.
Ooh, legal stuff, my favorite. So what's the big deal with the CTA thing?
Well, it requires businesses, even farms, to report their beneficial ownership info to the Treasury. Think of it as a who-owns-what registry, meant to combat financial crimes.
Sounds reasonable. So where's the drama?
25 Republican-led states are fighting it. They're backing a court injunction against the CTA, claiming it gives the feds too much power over state-level corporate law.
States' rights versus federal oversight. Classic. And where does the Supreme Court fit into all of this?
The Biden administration wants the Supreme Court to lift the injunction. They argue the CTA is crucial for fighting money laundering and other financial shenanigans, falling squarely under the Commerce Clause.
So it's a Commerce Clause clash. Fascinating. What about the businesses themselves? What do they think?
Many small businesses, represented by groups like the NFIB, are challenging the CTA. They're concerned about the reporting burden and potential penalties for non-compliance. We're talking about millions of businesses, including thousands of farms.
Wow, that's a lot of paperwork. And hefty penalties too, up to $10,000 in fines and even jail time.
Exactly. And get this, there's a separate injunction from another Texas judge, adding even more complexity to the situation.
Double injunction. This is getting juicy. But wait, didn't the article mention a new administration coming in?
Yes. It's uncertain how the incoming Trump administration will handle this legal hot potato. It could change the whole game.
So much uncertainty. But what exactly does this beneficial ownership information entail? It sounds a bit invasive.
It includes names, addresses, birth dates, ID numbers, the works, for anyone with a significant stake or influence in a company. And any changes require updated filings, a real headache for businesses.
I see, interesting. So this isn't just about legal ownership, but also about who calls the shots, right?
Precisely. Even a shift in job responsibilities could trigger reporting requirements. Imagine the administrative burden.
Sounds like a bureaucratic nightmare. Any scams popping up around this?
You bet. Fake websites demanding registration fees are already targeting businesses. Got it? Always double-check the source. The real deal is on the FinCEN website.
Good advice. This whole situation is a tangled web. Thanks for untangling it for us.
You got it. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show, your podcast on, well, everything interesting. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.